Here we're starting at the top of Kufvav Amud Aleph, 9 lines down. Samalei Rav Kahana the Ravashi, v'hai ikah the spuka b'minchat nesachim. Where Mishnah says that if he doesn't know which mincha that he had suggested that he brings all 5 types of minachot. Question Rav Kahana poses is there's another mincha that we're not including here, which is the minchat nesachim. It's one of the minachot that you can bring as a nedava, which is the minchat nesachim. So the response that Ravashi gives is, kika mistavaglei, when he has a doubt, is ba bichlal yachid. That's a korban minchot that generally or only is brought by the yachid. Ba bichlal tzibur lo mistavaglei. So if it's brought by the tzibur, which minchat nesachim is not only brought by the yachid, but also brought by the tzibur, therefore he didn't have that in mind. We're talking about a mincha that stands independently. Ba'bichlal zevach, that something that sometimes comes adjoined to the zevach, lo mistafkale, that he doesn't have any doubt about. Kimka mistafkale tuna livona, that's a normal mincha that comes with shemen and livona. The minchat nesachim that only comes with the shem and no levona, that he didn't have in mind. That's when they have a log to an Yisaron, or according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, one log for the whole mincha. At least for the keves, when it comes to a ratio of 3 log to the Yisaron, that he doesn't have in mind. Something that generally requires a kmitza, she'ena tenu kmitza, lo kamistavkale, that which does not require kmitza, he doesn't have any doubt about it. So now these are differences between the minchat yachid and the minchat nesachim. That's not to say that you can't bring the minchat nesachim as a nidava. The only thing they're pointing out here is that when a person has in mind to bring a mincha, he has a certain scenario context in mind, and that context really revolves around the minchat yachid. He doesn't have in mind minchat nesachim because it's its own category. It's a category that he wouldn't, when he just takes a stam neder, he wouldn't have been thinking in that manner. He wouldn't have been thinking in that category. It's something that's so different and so unique that we assume that when he had in mind to bring a mincha, he has in mind to bring what normally would have brought a mincha. And the point that Ravashi is making is that there are these differences between the regular mincha, minchat yachid, and minchat nesachim that make it that he would not have had in mind this mincha. He said, I gave the exact amount, but I don't know what that amount was. So Tan Rabbanan, Perashti mincha shel esronim, the Gersi here, just moved the shel esronim over here, but kavati b'kli achad, I suggest I bring in one kli. But I don't know what I suggested. So now the Chachamim believe, Yavi mincha shel shishim esronim, divrei Chachamim. Should bring a mincha of 60 isaron, according to the Chachamim, because subsumed within 60 is the number that you need. You did something between 1 and 60, because we assumed there was a kli echad. Kli echad, the maximum you can bring a shishim is 60. So therefore, if he brings 60, within that is definitely the amount that he had suggested. Rabbi Omer, yavi minachot shel esronim me'achad v'shishim. That's to bring a mincha that incorporates every number from 1 until 60. Shehein, that turns out to be 1,830. Correct. He said this number, b'kli achad. So I have to bring that number in the single kli. So Rabbi says when you have multiple asronim in the single kli, you're mixing and matching. You have 2 different menachot in a single kli. That's not what you promised. And we'll see in a second. The Gemara is going to explain what their machlokas is.
Next time you won't forget.
Correct. Next time you won't forget. But the Gemara here is describing it. 1,830 is formula for doing such. Is n plus 1, which is 60 plus 1 is 61, times n over 2. 60 over 2 is 30. So it turns out to be 61 times 30, which gives you the 1830. That's because, and Tosos describes it here, it's very interesting to see. Tosos himself describes why it works, and he doesn't have the formula, but he knows why it works, which is that if you take 60 pairs of numbers, the 60, the biggest number and the smallest number, is 61. You take the next numbers down, which is 59 and 2, it also equals 61. Take the next number down, next pair of numbers is 58 and 3, that also equals 61. So if you pair off all the numbers, they will always equal 61. How many pairs of 61 do you have? Well, 30, because you're talking about numbers from 1 to 60, so half as many pairs as you have single numbers. So that's how the formula works. The formula works by pairing off the largest and smallest numbers, moving through, and you always end up with a single number. As Tosos points out, you always end up with 61, and you have those 30 pairs of that. Those 30 pairs give you the 1830. That's the logic behind it. Tosos knows the logic, but he can't put it into a formula, because then he goes to do it by the parim of the chag, and he does it manually. He says, oh, I can add them up. 13 plus 7 is 20. 12 plus 8 is 20. And then he's left with the odd number in the middle, which is 10. So he goes, oh, I have 60 plus 10. So he doesn't use the formula, which would have broken into a half and calculated the same thing. So it's interesting that he has the logic without the formula here. Right, Pirashti. Venu yodeh ma pirashti. Vezu mehen pirashti. He says, I explicitly stated how much I would bring, the volume that I would bring. I also said which type of mincha that I would bring. Ve eni yodeh kamashu pirashti. And I don't know the number. I don't know the kli. Yavi chamesh minachot shel shishim shimshim eshunim. He's got to bring one of each type of mincha, 60 times that. So hein shlosh meot. It's five minachot times 60, which is 300. Divrei chachamim. Then Rabbi Omer. Rabbi is going to get very expensive here. Yavi chamesh minachot shel shishim eshunim mechad vad shishim. He's got to bring from each min of the mincha, he's got to bring from 1 till 60, shehein, which is going to turn out to be 5 times 1830, which will turn out to be tishalafim, 9,150. So 9,150 esronim, because he forgot which type of mincha and how much. But Micah Mithligay, what do they argue about? Since this is your question, what's the machukas? What's the ikka machukas between Chachamim and Rabbi? So Amar of Chista, mutar lehachnis chulin lazaraka Mithligay. It's a question of whether you're allowed to enter chulin into the azara. Rabbi savar asur lachnis chulin azara, but Rabban savri mutar lachnis chulin azara. So what are you going to do here? You're going to bring the 60 iseron according to the chachamim. You're going to say whatever was for my chuva, that's the mincha here. Whatever remains is chulin. It's tam chulin that's left over there. You take off the kometz and then you put it on the mizbeach. Rabbi says you can't bring chulin into the azara, so that's not an option for you. If that's not an option, you got to bring from 1 until 60 till you hit your chova. Correct, Altanai. Yeah, he has to do that. Exactly. No, he says, if it's not from my chova, then this is a nidava. Not that we're going to ask you to do this, but b'di'eved, if we can't solve the problem, we're going to allow you to do this. It is chulin. It's chulin, but it's chulin that is for the need of kodesh. So that's how I would phrase it. We know that the kohanim are allowed to bring in items to, or it's machlokas where they can bring in items to spice up their kodeshim into the azara. So over there, those are things that help the kodeshim out. So then they're not classified as chulin azara. So over here, I would suggest the same thing, that the excess part of the mincha, even though it's chulin azara, it's helping us to bring the minchat chova that he needs to bring. So Rav Amar, like Roni's question, the kuli ama osur lachnis chulin nazara. Yeah, so the Tosfos says over here that the girsa should be Rabba, because on the next Amud, Rav is going to have an opinion. So he suggests that at this point in the Gemara, it should be Rabba. So Rav Amar, the kuli amar osur lachnis chulin nazara. Everybody agrees that you can't bring chulin to nazara. V'hacha, v'mudu l'arev, chuvah minidava kam iflege. Exactly your question, which is, can you mix a chuvah and a nidava? Rabbanan Savri Mutar L'Arev Chuvah B'Nidava. Over here, when you bring the 60 Saron, you're going to have half of it or a portion of it be for the Chuvah, whatever number you had intended. And the remainder, now you're going to make into a Nidava. You're going to make it as a voluntary offering because you're going to say whatever's left over goes on the Mizbeah. V'Rebbi Savar Sur L'Arev Chuvah B'Nidava. Rabbi says you can't do that mixing up. Amar Le'abayid Rabo, or it should be Rabo. Rabbanan Damre Mutar L'Arev Chuvah B'Nidava. Habin and Shnei Kamatzin. Don't you need two kometzim? One kometz for the chovah, and one kometz for the nidavah. So he says, no problem, the kometz of other kometz. That's what he does. He takes one kometz out, then he takes out a second kometz. V'haka kometz mechovah nidavah u'nidavah chovah. Wait a minute, if you're taking out two kometzim, you don't know where the chovah is, you don't know where the nidavah is, you don't know that you're taking out the proper kometz. And even if you say, okay, they're mixed well, and they're mixed so well that you're getting proportionate amounts, that still means you're getting a kometz that includes a nidava and a chova, and the other kometz also includes a nidava and a chova. You're not getting a singular kometz that's a chova and a singular kometz that's a nidava. Mar says the talilei b'dat kohen, that he leaves it in the hands of the kohen, which is something that we saw earlier in the Masechta, back in a kometz rabbah, that when you leave it in the hands of the kohen, when he puts in to take out the kometz, his dat is only on things that are kodesh. And his dat over there is able to override or overcome this problem by saying that he only intends to take off a kometz that is kodesh. So to over here, when he puts in his hand the first time, he's only taking out for the chuba. If it's in the second time, he's only taking out for the nidava. Damar, kohecha demati yadi the kohen, hashta chuba. Wherever the hand of the kohen gets, that will be a chuba. That's the place where the chuba starts, or that's the portion at least that is the chuba. Ulubasof nidava. And then afterwards, whatever he takes out will be in the section that belongs to the nidava. So now Gemara says, Vekture eche makter. How is he going to put these kamatzim on the mizbech? Likter nidava bereisha. So you're going to put on the nidava first. Dechova eche makter la. Afterwards, how do you put the chova on? Dilma kula chovahi. Maybe the whole mincha was a chova. Vechashu lehu shirayim. And now the shirayim are missing because you took off the chova. And now you took off the nidava. The nidava really wasn't a nidava. Kometz nidava was really the remainder of the minchat chova. Because minchat chova was the entire thing. He had said 60. V'amarmar, shirayim shechesru ben kmitzah laktara. Shirayim that disappear, that are missing between the time that he does the kmitzah and before laktara, ein maktir kometz alehen. You're not allowed to put on the kometz on the mizbeach. So what's the other option? Liktar chova bereisha. So put on the chuba first, so you don't run into that problem. Then you run into the problem with the nidava.
What's the problem?
Then
the
first
problem?
The dilma kula chuba. If you take off two kumatzim, so the first kumatz is the chuba. What remains behind is all shirayim. It's all the leftovers of the minchat chuba. But you also have this other piece in your hand that's also part of that shirayim, and you're about to throw that on the mizbeach. So if you're going to throw that on the mizbeach, then you will not be able to put the kometz of the chova on the mizbeach, because it will be shirayim that are missing. So now the Gemara asks, okay, do it in the other order. Put the kometz chova on first, and then the kometz nidava. Where it says, now I have a problem, because dilma kula chova, he again, maybe the whole thing is a chova. Anything that is a portion of it that ends up in the mizbeach, the remainder is restricted from being placed on the mizbeach. So over here, this time he took off the kometz chuba first, and he was makter it first on the mizbeach. Now he's left with shirayim. If those shirayim are belong to the chuba, all those shirayim are restricted from going on the mizbeach. Because mimeno liishim, the kometz, a portion of it went on the mizbeach, the remainder is restricted from going on the mizbeach. Now you're about to take a kometz out of there, the kometz nidava, and put it on the mizbeach. You're inviting a lav of b'v'al taktiru. You're inviting the lav because it could have been that the whole mount, the whole 60 saron, was the chuba. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Breder Shimon Pazi, the Masakul the Shemetzim. That's not a problem. You put that piece on the Shemetzim, put it on for firewood. Ukad Rabbi Elazar, like the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, the Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer, the Reach Nichoach Yatam Aleh. When it comes to the restriction of Baal Taktiru is only a din in Reach Nichoach when you place it on to bring pleasantness before Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Reach Nichoach Yatam Aleh, Aval Atam Aleh, the Shemetzim. But if you put it on simply as firewood, then it's okay. So he'll be makter this kometz nidava tonight. He'll say, if it's a kometz, then it's going on the mizbeach now. If it's not a kometz, then this is just adding firewood to the mizbeach to be used for other karbanot that are there. And that won't be in violation of a Baal Taktiru. So Amar Leih Rav Acha Brei, the Rav of the Rav Ashi, V'dilma Kuli Ama Mutar L'Arev Chova Bin Nidava. Maybe everybody agrees that you can mix a Chova Nidava. V'hacha B'd Rabbi Eliezer Kamiflege. Their machlokas is around this pshita of Rabbi Eliezer, which is, can you be makri with something l'shumetzim? That solution to have it be mixed together only works, according to Rabbi Eliezer, allows you to put the kumetz on the mizbeach ke'etzim. The Rabbanan dit lehu, the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbanan hold of Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore they say bring it all in one shot and mix them together. Rabbi late the Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi doesn't hold the Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore he says he can't bring it all in one shot, because if the mincha and the chovar mix together, there's no way you can be makrib the second kometz. Samalei is akadat cho the Rabbi mutar the Rabbi chovar min edava. If you think that you can mix a chovar and edava, and the only problem here is a technical problem of the Rabbi Eliezer lately, that he doesn't hold the Rebbe Lezer, that you're allowed to be makri something the Shumetzim. So here Roni's question. After the mighty shitin b'chad mano, b'chad b'chad mano. He should bring a mincha in one kli that is 60, like the Chachamim. Then add on in the second kli a single isaron, umagaluhu v'komitz. And he'll put them together, and then it'll be komitz. Because that'll solve the problem. That will solve the problem. What's the issue here? The issue here is that we're afraid that this is shirayim from the Minchat Chova. But we know that the Minchat Chova does not exceed 60 Yisaron. So that kli that has a 60 Yisaron in it, that kli, you take off the kometz for the Chova, And whatever remains is either shirayim of the chova or nidava. You need a komitz from that nidava in order to make it okay to put it on the mizbech or to have the kohenim eat it. Where does that komitz come from? That comes from the second kli. The second kli, you bring an additionally saron, which you bring as a nidava. And you say, that one isaron is a nidava. And you take the komitz out of that piece. How do you take the komitz out of that and be shayach to the bigger kli with the 60 isaron? You put them together. You touch them together. And by touching them together, you make that nidava become a part of the nidava that's found in the kli. And you're taking out the komitz from an independent piece, which we know for sure is not from the chova, and we know for sure is not shirayim of the chova. That you can put on the mizbeach without any worries. Kli, very good. So Tosos asked your question. Doesn't a mincha have to come in a single kli? You're not allowed to bring them in two kelim and put them together and mix them together. So Tosos says, "V'tzarach lefarish shnei kelim dehocha." The shnei kelim that are talking about here is ki areva shel tarna golim. It's like the trough of the chickens. Da'atam da'afah gav the misukan michitzata. Even though there are dividers in the trough, nevertheless it's a single kli that has dividers in it. So hanogeya. So they really still touch, and they're in the confines of a single kli. So v'im tomar the kula shmaito mashma dolo asrinan el arev chova minedava. It sounds like from our whole sugi here that the only problem is mixing a chova and a dava. But chova b'chova mashma deshari. If it was two chovot, it'd be okay. So you know what Tos says? I'll give you a better solution. Let him say. You say im shishim esronim nedarti harei alai adayin isaron echad. Then I have this one isaron here. Im pachot, if I did less than 60, then this one isaron plus whatever's left over in the first 60, that will be the chovah. That's also a suggestion. And he says, in the end, I prefer not to do that because we have the principle, at least one of the deot, if you remember on Pei Aleph, one of the deot there right before the Mishnah, that deot said, no, don't take an additional neder to solve a problem. We don't ask you to take nedarim to solve problems. Nedava, fine, but nedarim, we don't want to enter or create more problems for you. All right, so now the Gemara says, V'rova Amar, so this is why Tosos on the previous Amud said that it was Rabo and not Rovo. So Rava Amar, the Kuli Amma Mutar Larev Chubab Nedava, Kuli Amma Yiluhu, the Rabbi Elezer, everybody holds of all these deot. V'hochab, the Plukta, the Rabbi Elezer, Min Yaakov, Rabbonon, Kamithlige, something we didn't raise, but it's a serious issue, which is the machlokes between Rabbi Elezer, Min Yaakov, and Rabbonon, Ditzran, Afilu Min Choshel Samach Yisaron, Etain La Samach Lug. According to the Rabbonon, it's all proportional. Every time you add an isaron to your mincha, you add an additional log shemen. And when it comes to a mincha of 60 isaron, from 1 to 60, there's only one log. As long as it's a single mincha, a mincha gets one log. Shenemar, the mincha of a log shemen. Log in the singular, meaning that no matter what the size of the mincha, there only gets one log shemen. Rabbanon, sabrek rabbanon. Rabbanon hold like the rabbanon, and therefore over here, you're going to have it be proportional. As many isaron that you put in there, you're also going to have shemen. So you don't have a problem when you're mafresh, you only have to be mafresh one komets, and the komets will capture the proportional amount of shemen and solid. Each one gets mixed together, and therefore there's always a proportional amount of solid and shemen. Only has one log. I don't know how many menachot I have here. Is there just a chovah here? Because all 60 are a chovah. Or do I have a mixture of a chovah and a dava? If I have two menachot, according to Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, I have to add in another log shemen. Each mincha gets its own log shemen. So over here, the chovah gets one log, and the nedava needs its own log. But you only have one log shemen in here. Whether it's two menachot, then I need two log over here. Ravashi Amar Bekatan, Devi Gadol Kamiflegay. Ravashi says, no, their argument is about if you promise a smaller amount and then bring her a bigger or larger amount, does that cover you? If you bring a larger number, which in which your nether is subsumed, are you Yotze? Fanas Avi Katan, Devi Gadol Yotza. If you promise to bring, for instance, three Yisaron, and then you bring five, that you Yotze your nether because you brought what you said, you brought three. So you brought more than three, fine, but you brought at least the three that you said. Rabbi Sabar lo yatsa, you can't do that. If you said three, you got to bring three. Even if you bring five, that's not three. So afi guba chadazim. Now we already have this machlokes between them by behemot, by the emurim. So now gadon vevi gadol yatsa. Rabbi Omar lo yatsa. Rabbi says tricha. Di'it mar baha. If we said it by here, baha kamei rabbanu mishum di'idi vi'idi komets. Because over here, they're both the same thing. They're both the same komets. When you take a komets out of a mincha, doesn't matter if it's five isaron or if it's three isaron. The komets is the same size that comes out. So you're not changing the size of what ends up on the mizbeach. Aval hotom dekan afishe emurim. Over there, if you change the size of the animal, you're probably going to bring a smaller animal, now you bring a bigger animal, you're going to bring it for this class, and now you bring a larger class, then the number or the size of emurim is going to be larger. The quantity actually changes. The quantity that ends up in his bech actually changes. Maybe over there they agree with Rabbi. It's not interchangeable. The emurim are not interchangeable. Over here, the komets is interchangeable because it's always the same thing. So Mar says, they don't agree with Rabbi. So maybe you would say over there, if Rabbi said it only by the emurim, Bahai, Kamar Rabbi, Abba Baha, maybe over here by the komets, where it's a single unit that's the same for everything, maybe he would agree with the Rabbanan Tzricha. Therefore, we need a machoket both by the emurim and by the mincha. Alright, so we start with the new Mishnah, which is Harei Alai Etzim. Person says, I'm going to bring wood to the Mikdash. Says, Harei Alai Etzim, he has to bring two logs of wood that are appropriate for the Mizbeach. Tosus points out, if he says eitz and not eitzim, that he would bring a single log of wood. It's because he said it in the plural over here. Livona, if he says livona, lo yivchot mikomets. Says, I'm going to bring livona to the Mikdash and donate in livona. He has to bring no less than a komets of livona. Chamisha kimatzim heim. There are five types of komets that are mentioned, or that the size of komets is used in five instances. Omer alai levona, of course, our Mishnah here, the first case, if he says, I'm going to bring levona, lo yifchot mi komets. That's number one. Hamina dei mincha, yavim ha komets levona. Someone who donates a mincha has to bring a komets levona along with it. That's two. Hamalet a komets b'chutz chayav. Someone who puts the komets and does haktara b'chutz is chayav, because that would be ro'uwe bifnim. This would be good. That would be the matir and the item that ends up in the mizbeach bifnim. If you do it b'chutz, you are chayav. That's number three. Shnei bazichim, the two bazichim of the lechem apanim, tonim shnei kmatzim. Each bazich is a komets. So that's two kmatzim, and that's four and five. That's the fourth and fifth komets. What's obviously missing from here is the regular komets that you take off of a mincha. Where's that komets? So Rashi says it's subsumed in haktarat chutz. Because the haktarat chutz is guided by whether you can do it bifnim. If I tell you you're chayav for komets b'chutz, that's only because a komets bifnim is the ra'i l'mizbeach. That's what's supposed to be put on the mizbeach. Rashi says that's a singular entity that includes both of them. It says that komets bifnim is what I bring for a regular mincha, and that same komets is problematic when I'm makrivit b'chutz. So that's why it's only counted as one komets and not two separate kematzim. Brings it originally as a komets, the size, the amount of levana as a komets that's placed in there. It's placed on top of the mincha. Then you komets the mincha from the shemen and the solit, and then you take all the levana that you placed on top and put it into a klisha rate.
The amount that he usually brings, that he measures it by taking the klisha of it.
Yeah. The question, which is a good question, is whose komets is it? Is it the komets of the kohen or the komets of the balim? That's a question in the Gemara and Shkalim that discusses that. But that's a question, whose komets should guide over here? Since the kohen is doing akrava, maybe it should be his komet, or better, the balim own this, so maybe it's their komets, because that's what they had in mind when they were going to bring it. Harei zahav, he says, I'm going to bring gold. Lo yivchot mi dinar zahav. You have to bring at least one coin, a gold coin, the minimum of a dinar. Kesef, lo yivchot mi dinar kesef. Shouldn't bring less than a dinar kesef. I assume these are the denominations of those coins that were in circulation. Nechoshet, lo yivchot mi ma'a kesef. If he says, I'm going to bring copper, shouldn't bring less than a silver ma'a. Now, when he says silver ma'a, it doesn't mean that you bring silver. I mean, you bring the choshet of a coin, and the choshet with the value of ma'a kesef. Pirashti, Venio Deamai Pirashti, says, I said I donated. Now it's not here, he doesn't know which metal necessarily, but he said, I said I'm going to bring gold, but I don't know how much. I specified how much, but I don't remember. They say, you keep bringing until he says, there's no way I would have said that amount. I say, keep making, give me 100 shekel, 200 shekel, 300 shekel. So then when he hit a number where he says, there's no way I would have given that much, then we know that he covered the amount that he had suggested he was going to donate.
That's what I thought should have been part of the Nita Rav with the 60 minutes. I mean, how many people would have donated? I mean, a guy knows I wouldn't have donated 60
minutes. I think you could use that part. If you would say, there was no way I said over 30, then you'd only have to bring, according to Chamin, 30, and according to Rabbi, from 1 until 30, he would bring. All right, so we're going to see the Gemara tomorrow's daf. We'll deal with why these are the case. But what do you have in mind? People deal with what the most common currency in those denominations were. Dinar Zav, Dinar Kesef, those were the most common used. If I said that, if I said, you give me a gold coin, that's what people would have thought of. If I said, give me a silver coin, that's the first coin that would come to mind when they say that. And that's why you're bringing in those units. Right, Tarabanan, Korban. It says by the Mincha, Nefesh Ki Takriv Korban Mincha, we're Korban, that you're allowed to bring Eitzim as a Nidava, a Kama. How much? Shnei gezirim. You have to bring two logs of wood, which is the standard or the minimum that's used by the Korban Tomid. Since that's the unit that's used by the Korban Tomid, that's also the unit when a person says he's going to donate, that's the minimum unit that we use. V'cheinu omer, Vagoralot, hipalnu al korban ha'etzim. And again, you see the first way that you can bring them. And number two is etzim, which is in the plural. Rabbi Omer, etzim korban heim tunim melach. Rabbi says, etzim are called a korban in the pasuk. And we know, b'chol korban cha b'melach timlach, that any korban also requires melach. So if etzim are brought, and the limud is from the word korban, that means that etzim have a din like a korban, and therefore they require salt on them. Uti unim hagasha, and they also require hagasha like a mincha, because they're found, the limud is out of the parshata mincha, therefore they have to be touched to the keren marvit romit. Because just like a mincha has hagasha, so too they have hagasha. Just like a korban requires melach, they require melach. Amarav olu divrei Rabbi, itzim tunim kemitza. So according to Rabbi, if that's the case, if it's like a mincha, it should require a kemitza. So you'd have to crush the wood to the point where you could take off a kemitza of the wood and put the kemitza, even though both the remainder and the kemitza end up on the mizbech. They're all going to end up kalil on the mizbech. Nevertheless, you have to take off the kemitza like the mincha.
You don't do it by a kohen.
That's a machloket. It's whether by the kohen's komets, like B'Shem says, you take off a komets and you makri both of them. Whereas the chamim say kalil, you don't have to take off the komets. That is a machloket
tanoin. The point to everybody is going to be burned immediately. It's not just possibly being thrown on the pile.
Oh, I mean used for later. So he's offering this wood up. He's not bringing it for the usage of the mikdash. Amar Rav Papa, the divrei Rabbi. Itzim tzrichim itzim. If you remember that we had this bechelzbar, who brings the wood for a korban? When you offer up a korban, do you have to also bring the wood, or is the tzibur provide the wood? But either way, there has to be additional wood placed on with the korban. So, but here, if you bring itzim and you bring on the mizbech, then they're a new korban. New korban requires itzim, so it has to have itzim for the itzim in order to burn those itzim. So now the Gemara goes, leave an aloy chot min a komets. How do I know when you say I'm going to bring a lovana, you don't bring less than a komets? Min alon. It is makish the levona that's there to the remaining komets that's taken off from the solot and the shemen. Just like the remainder that's taken off is a komets, so too the amount of levona that's brought is also a komets. Because of that equation, we say just like the shemen and solot is referenced by a komets, so too the levona is referenced by a komets. If he just says, I'm bringing something for the Mizbech, there's only one item that goes on the Mizbech entirely, and that is Levona. If he specified, he says, I don't know what I specified, then he has to bring from everything that is brought to the Mizbech. Wait, we just said that the only thing that is Khalil the Mizbech entirely is the Levona. So Rashi explains over here, because he has a doubt over here, that already means that he didn't specify just something that was totally on the Mizbech. He also meant that he must have meant things that also mostly get on the Mizbech. If that's the case, he's got to bring all those items that mostly get on the Mizbech. So Gemara asks, okay, Vaha Vetuleka, there's no more, no other things that are entirely on the Mizbech. Vayika Ola. Ola is Khalil the Mizbech. Gemara says, no, Ora the Kohanim. The skin goes to the Kohanim. Vayika Ola Tov. Ola Tov, there's also, now everything goes to the Mizbech. Gemara says, Ika Mora'a Venotza'a. Marav and Otzah, which are taken out and thrown to the Beit HaDeshen as waste, and then up on the Mizbech. Vayka Nisachim. What about the Nisachim? The wine libations, they are poured entirely down into the Shittim. The Gemara says, that's the problem. Shittim Nazli, they don't go on the Mizbech, they go to the Shittim. Vayka Minchat Nisachim. The Minchat Nisachim doesn't have a Komets taken out, but it's Kalil on the Mizbech. Came into Inucham Mincho, the Achli Kohanim, Mina lo Psikole. In Ochanami, Minchat Nisachim would be that way, but someone wouldn't have that in mind because there are other menachot that don't end up Khalil HaMizbech. So if I say Harei Alai HaMizbech, I have in mind something that always ends up entirely on the Mizbech. There's no other manifestation of this item. And therefore, I don't have Mincha in mind, Minchat Nisachim in mind, because it has Minchaot, menachot, to have that aspect of being eaten in some instances. So therefore, I had in mind definitely Libuna. Tosfos asks over here, what about Shemen? According to the Manda Omer that says you can be makriv Shemen on the Mizbech, even if you say that he takes off a komets, they both end up on the Mizbech. What about Shemen? So he said, V'yesh Lamar, the same answer the Gemara just gave. The Kevon, D'ika Shemen, D'achle Kohanim, Los Psikole. There are times, we said before, the Motar Shemen of the Mincha goes to the Kohanim. The Motar Lok Shemen of the Mitzvah goes to the Kohanim to eat. So since there are instances where they get to eat it, it's not Psikole. The only one, V'od Kasha, V'ika Itzim. The only one that he leaves out is Itzim. What about wood? If you donate wood, that goes entirely on the Mizbech. There is nothing left over. Even if, again, if you take off a komets, that komets ends up Khalil on the Mizbech. And then he leaves with Tzarchion. Why the wood is not classified as being Harei Alai the Mizbech, although I would have suggested that people don't view wood in that way. People view that the wood as the means by which you're makriv on the mizbeach. When a person says stam, I'm going to bring something to the mizbeach, he's assuming it's something that normally is mukrav on the mizbeach, not something that is used to be makriv other things. And I would suggest that as an answer to Tosfos' question, even though he leaves it as a tzarachin. We'll stop over here.